What's good, locals? Welcome back to The Local Podcast. This is episode 43 of The Local Podcast, the podcast where we talk about movies, anime, TV shows, video games. Not really in that particular order. It's whatever catches our attention the most, mainly focused on video games. But you can find our podcast on Audio Boom, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Google Play Store, and that one app you guys know about that we don't know about. You have me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend,
Miguel Vasquez.
There we go. Let's get this podcast started. Mike, what have you been up to?
Mostly been staying at home. This whole week, I didn't really go out. I've been playing a lot of course, the usual Resident Evil 4 on the Switch. I've been playing, like, I'm always playing the Mercenaries on the Switch just because it's, like, so convenient, you know? Like, the Resident Evil 4 and the Mercenaries levels are, like, just so addicting to play. So, like, I've been doing that, just that. Been playing a little bit of Switch. They've been giving me extra days at work because, like I told you earlier, a lot of people have been leaving work because of COVID, and so they've been demanding, they've been asking for more workers, or like people that are working there to work extra days, so that they've been giving me like mandatory days, and there's nothing I can do about it. So there's that. But other than that, it's been a slow week. Nothing really exciting, to be honest. I know there's a game I've been playing.
Doom Eternal?
No, I still haven't. No.
Oh my god.
I know. I already have the Game Pass. I still haven't touched it yet. I've been mostly working on the 3D models of SpongeBob and Patrick when they're like the cavemen. You know that episode where like they're all primitive?
Yeah, they're like, have the time machine.
Yeah, yeah. That episode. So I've been working on those. Yep. I've been working on those characters like this whole week, so I haven't really had time to like play Doom Eternal. But yeah, it's been a slow week, honestly. I haven't really done anything exciting. What about you?
It's been like maybe like a week off again. Not really a week off, but more like we didn't record this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let's see. I watched the Laker game when they win the championship. I watched the Dodger game when they won Nationals.
They did?
Yeah. Right now, they're competing for World Series. They won Game 1 today.
Okay, that's good.
What else? I haven't been doing anything much either. I finally got a new microphone, if it sounds mm-hmm. different. I didn't really mess with the audio settings, but if it sounds different and I sound better, cool, because that's what I got it for. Usually, I got a dynamic microphone. That was pretty hikey. It was pretty pricey, but honestly, it works really good for what it does. You're supposed to speak into it a certain way. Like literally, you have to speak into the tip of the microphone, because if you talk on like the edges of it or the sides, it won't pick up the audio as good as you speaking straight into the tip. So, mm-hmm. so for sure, it blocks out a lot of background noise. So, I mean, that was my main focus. I was like, yeah, I would like that, because my sister's dog is like uncontrollable, like with her barking. And I didn't want her audio or her bark in the audio. You know what I mean?
It was. Yeah, yeah.
So I hopefully this blocks it out if she does go in the kitchen, because you know how my room's right next to the kitchen. So, yeah, I got a new mic. I got a boom arm for it, too. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Oh my god, dude, I almost completely forgot. So I finally got a new CPU. I ended up getting the 9900K.
Oh, for sure. That's sick.
Only reason? Because it was on sale.
Yeah, yeah.
For three bills instead of $550.
Damn, that's a good deal.
Yeah, dude. I don't know why. I don't know why it was on sale, but I just got an email from Micro Center. If you don't know what Micro Center is, it's pretty much like PC heaven. Kind of like Best Buy, but it's only PC parts, like PC peripherals, like a bunch of monitors, a couple of TVs, but mainly they're focused on like PC peripherals, like PC parts. You could walk in there and buy water cooling parts. Like most stores, they won't have like a majority of graphics cards, like a 1080 Ti all the way up to a 2080 Ti, right? Like you can't go into Best Buy or Target and find that anywhere, literally. But if you go into that store, they will have it, you know?
For sure.
But yeah, so I had an email, because I shopped there, so I signed up for like I don't know what it's called. What would you call it? Like their subscription notifications, yeah, yeah. I guess. Well, yeah. I got like one of their ads and it said i9-9900K for $299. And I was like, what the hell? And I click on it and it was legit. And I was like, what the fuck? And I posted it in another Discord I'm in for some of me and my homies. And literally everyone was hyped on it. And they're like, yo, Carlos, are you going to go get it? And I was like, I don't know. Are you guys going to go get it? I'm thinking about it. And I was like, man, all right, let me reserve it. And I reserved mine and they all reserved theirs. And then we took like a road trip over there to Micro Center.
For sure. That's sick.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. It was fun. It was a cool road trip. Freaking like all four of us, me, Dame, Holo, and the homie Craze. Yeah, it was fun though. It was pretty sick. I didn't post like our adventure on Instagram, but I posted like me and Dame messing with Baby Yoda. So that was pretty funny. So yeah, I scooped the i9-9900K for my water cooling build that I'm gonna do hopefully by the end of the year. It all depends when I can score a 3080. I can score that 3080, you know?
For sure. So AMD's Ryzen is out of the question now, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Just because I saw the deal, and even still, I believe the 9900K outscales the 3900X in gaming. But honestly, dude, it's marginal as fuck. It's like probably by like 10% or something.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So there's really not a big difference, but just because I saw the sale for $300 and the lowest I seen, honestly, the lowest I seen the 3900X go for, which is a 12 core, 24 thread processor, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the 9900K is 8 cores and 16 threads. The lowest I seen the 3900X go for is $250. And what, honestly, yeah, dude. $250 on Amazon. Honestly, if I scored that one, like I would have been an AMD fanboy, but I didn't at the time. But
shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I think I have the 3700X. I think now I got that one for like $3, but that was like last year.
Ah.
Yeah. So fuck.
Yeah, I think it was on sale like in February or something for $250. I could be wrong. Either $250, but for sure it was like either $250 or $300.
Wait, February of this year?
Yes.
And you're barely telling me right now. No.
But yeah, I got that part. I'm really excited because now all I need to focus on is getting that 3080 Ti. But I'm just waiting for the Strix version. Mm-hmm. I already have the case, just need the water cooling parts and that GPU. So literally the CPU is just going to be sitting there on my desk, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's good, you know?
So yeah, that happened this week. I'm trying to think. What have I been playing? I finally beat Ghost of Tsushima. I platinumed it.
Finally.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god, dude. The ending was, no joke, game of the year for me so far.
For sure.
Yeah.
Doom Eternal.
Fuck Doom Eternal. For sure, game of the year for me. It's really good. I don't know why, for sure, though. I feel like the story... Honestly, I don't think... A lot of people complain that the story drags on, but I feel like a lot of people get caught up in side quests because there's not a lot of side quests. It's just really open world and you don't have to do the side quest, but it's optional to do it. And it's just so hard not to go out of your way and go do those side quests. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what held me back a lot because there's so much side quest stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But overall, you focus on the story and like side missions for main characters. Each story is really good. I loved all the side character stories. I think they're really good. I loved the legendary missions. Pretty much what those are is like you learn a secret technique. So those are pretty cool. The last part was really good. Like, I felt, like, emotional when I was doing the last part. Like, if you know the last mission, then you know what I'm talking about. Because I was like, no fucking way. I don't want to do this. Dude, oh my god. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. But regardless, I think I would give that game, like, a 9 out of 10 for me.
For sure.
For a game of the year scale.
Mm-hmm. What's the second? What comes in second for game of the year?
Damn, I don't know, bro. maybe for the next episode, we could talk about like our Game of the Year nominees or whatever. So, like, we'll make a list of what games came out this year and what games we've played and see which ones we think deserve it. That'd be pretty interesting. But yeah, I got the platinum. I've been playing the multiplayer aspect, Ghost of Tsushima Legends, with my brother. Those are really cool. They're hard too. Like, it's not like Ghost of Tsushima. It is Ghost of Tsushima, but some of the buttons are remapped because it's a multiplayer game now. It's kind of like a little bit confusing. Like, in the main story, if you press down on the diagonal buttons, that's to heal. But if you press down in the multiplayer game, that's how you use your ultimate. Like, it's so weird. But so yeah, me and my brother have been playing that. It's really, really fun. It tells another story too. So if you want to get into the stories or the folklore of the Ghost of Tsushima Legends, it's pretty interesting. I like it. What else have I been playing? I started replaying Spider-Man because I want to get the platinum for Spider-Man and do the DLC before Miles Morales comes out. And then I replay Spider-Man Remastered and then get the platinum for that too, you know, to get that,
that
out of the way. So I started replaying that. Been playing Pokemon. So I get ready for that DLC coming out in a couple of days.
Wait, which Pokemon game?
Pokemon Shield, the newest one for Switch.
Okay.
So I've been playing that because I haven't beat it yet. And I had to go through the first DLC before this new DLC comes out, which I doubt I'm going to do unless I just play nonstop. But yeah, there's that. Oh, Mike. I have been playing this game. I want you to try. It's a horror game, okay?
Okay.
It's less than $15. I believe it's $13 on Steam. It's a horror game. It's not that scary, but it's pretty scary. So remember that aspect in PT where, like, you had to talk in the microphone?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Like you know how, like, that was supposed to be an aspect, but it didn't really work?
Yeah.
Okay, so now they finally have a game where you talk in-game and the ghost talks back to you.
Fucking creepy.
So pretty much what you are, you're a ghost hunter. And, like, you get calls saying, like, yeah, I believe there's, like, a ghost in here. So you go into groups of four, or if it's just me and you, it's just two players, whatever. But it could go up to four players. So what you do before, you prep. You have to bring stuff in, which costs money. Not real-life money, but in-game currency. So after each job, you get paid a certain amount if you do a good job or not. Based on the stuff you do is how much you get paid after you're done. But I think they start you off with, like, a couple of items, not with everything, but a couple of items. But pretty much what you want to do is get your kit ready. So you want to take, like, I think the first mission, you bring in a flashlight, a UV light, a thermometer, and, like, one of those, like, I don't know what they're called. They're like a scale unit. Like, if you point it around and it goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like, kind of like a beeper, like a scale of 0 to 5 from left to right. And if you're walking around and if you get lit up, like, do, 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 like, that means the ghost is in that direction. And if you keep getting closer, the scale gets higher, like, do, 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 do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of Alien Isolation.
Oh, okay.
Where you're next to the alien and it just starts beeping.
Oh, okay.
So I see now. I see.
But with each character, you can only carry like 3 items, and you could bring. You get a camera. You get 2 cameras: one to take pictures, and one is like a recorder. And so usually with the recorder, you like there's a inside the car. There's like a computer, like a monitor, a whiteboard, and like another like digital readout. So on the whiteboard, it gives you a little bit of background. Like, it'll say, like, oh, this ghost is usually in the bathroom upstairs. Her name is, like, Martha Williams. If you say her name, it'll anger her. But she is in the upstairs bathroom. So with the recorder, you take the recorder, put it upstairs in the bathroom, and then you go back to the truck and you wait for, like, visual activity. And you can literally see the ghost, like, walk on screen and stuff. Or... like, and on the whiteboard, it'll have objectives. It'll be like, take a picture of the ghost, interact with the ghost, exercise the ghost, right? Mm-hmm. And so what you want to do is when you find little clues what the ghost does, like you could go in the bathroom and bring a blank book and be like you press the in-game chat button and be like, Martha Williams, can you hear me? And she'll be like, yes, I can hear you. And it's like, it's pretty fucking creepy. So once you get her attention and stuff, be like, write in this book, Martha, and then she'll write in the book. So once you see little details like that, you go to your personal journal and you try to pinpoint what type of ghost is she. Is she a demon? Is she like a spirit? Is she a soul? Like, it's a bunch of different stuff. It's pretty interesting. But if you pretty much they're all evil. And if on the digital readout, it checks your sanity level. But once your sanity level goes to zero, the ghost is able to kill you and grab you and pop scare you. So it's pretty interesting.
Sure. Kind of reminds me of Fatal Frame from like PS2 days.
I never played that.
But yeah, it's like a Japanese game where it was made by Japanese developers. It's when it's pretty scary for its time. You take pictures and you look at the you have a camera, you take pictures and you'll see like the pop up of like a ghost. In that picture, you know, it kind of reminds me of that in a way.
Hmm.
Yeah. But what's the game called? You didn't tell me.
Oh shit! It's called Phasmophobic.
Phasmo.
Oh no, Phasmophobia. There we go.
Phasmophobia for sure.
Yeah.
Hmm. Definitely got it. I gotta look at it.
Yeah, dude, check it out. It's pretty good. I think it's cool for like a co-op game. You know, play with friends. Get scared.
Is it really co-op or is it just single player?
Yeah, it's co-op. So like me and you could play. So like you could go inside the house and I'll watch the camera so I don't gotta get scared.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Sure.
Trying to think. If that's all I've been playing, yeah, that's about it. So we could hop straight into some news, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, it was kinda like there wasn't a lot of news. Or just a lot of stuff that wasn't like interesting to bring up, but the only news for movies and TV shows that we found out is that Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther, Killmonger, or Creed, if you would like to go there, Michael B. Jordan is to produce a Static Shock film.
For sure, that's sick.
What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty cool, dude. I think he did pretty well with Killmonger's character.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't think he's gonna be acting as Static Shock, I'm sure he's gonna help with he's gonna help produce, you know, the film and hire the actor, you know, who's best to play Static Shock. But that's gonna be interesting. I really hope they don't screw it up, you know. Hopefully they can. Hopefully DC can redeem themselves with this film. And maybe add Static Shock into like the DC universe, you know?
Yeah, we'll definitely see where it goes. Other than that, I'm pretty excited. I was a big Static Shock fan when it was on TV. I have not watched it in a long time, but when when it was on, it was really one of my favorite cartoons growing up. Mm-hmm. Watching it on Saturday cartoons, hell yeah!
Yeah, Kids WB.
It sucks because like, what could they do if they bring Static Shock into the DC universe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the first time. I remember seeing like the cartoon where Static Shock gets involved with the Justice League at one point.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I can't say much because I don't know much about producing-wise, but just knowing that there's a Static Shock film in the works, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty much it for movies and TV shows. I couldn't think of anything else unless you saw something while we've been on break.
Can't really think of any, but I was thinking, you know, what if DC and Marvel had a crossover and they would have a Static Shock against Electro from Marvel, you know?
Oh, okay, I get you.
I was just thinking about that random.
Oh, dude, that's one thing I didn't put. So supposedly, I mean, there's a rumor going around. Well, I guess it's confirmed that Jamie Foxx is coming back into the Marvel Cinematic Universe as Electro.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
And that it's rumored that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to be in the next Spider-Man film.
I hope so.
And it's been confirmed that Doctor Strange is going to be in the third Spider-Man film.
Yeah.
I completely forgot to bring this up on the podcast last episode.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it came out. I'm sure this news came out, like, this week, right? About Spider-Man and, you know, Tobey Maguire and all of them are coming out.
I think it came out the day we recorded last week's episode.
I think so. But if it's true, dude, holy fuck, dude, that'd be so sick, dude.
Hell yeah. Honestly,
Yeah, go on.
I'll let you go.
It makes sense because you know how Doctor Strange, you know, with the multiverse and stuff like that. It makes sense, you know? Different Spider-Man, different area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's sick. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, honestly, if it happens, that's really fucking cool. But if it happens and they didn't keep it under wraps, I'm kind of disappointed because I would have wanted it to be a major surprise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just more of like, it's just more of the, I don't like being spoiled before seeing the real thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But regardless, the idea is really fucking cool. I wonder how it'll be. But like, if... Because we already have James Jonah Jameson in the MCU, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That has to be from Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And supposedly WandaVision takes place or makes the steps happen for Doctor Strange and the Doctor Strange, fuck, what is it called? And the Multiverse of Madness or some shit like that. Mm. So it's supposed to take place before that film. And if he's involved in Spider-Man 3 with these two different Spider-Mans, it's going to be one epic-ass Spider-Man film that we've all been waiting for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if it takes place in the pre-pandemic world, you know, pre-COVID world, you know, or after.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy because, damn, I still have not gone out to the movies, you know what I mean? And I really want to go see some movies, but I just haven't, like, risked it at all, you know?
We should risk it sometime, you know? We're here for a fun time, not a long time.
But yeah, I completely forgot about that movie news. I don't know why that came up, but yeah, other than that, there's pretty much nothing been going on that I think was interesting enough to bring up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we'll hop into some video game news. One thing I saw was that Jeff Keighley posted a tweet of some of Nintendo product, I guess you would call it. Nintendo merchandise from Universal's Nintendo Land in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mushroom cup, pretty much a mushroom beverage, but I thought that was pretty interesting to bring up. And I wanted to ask you if for Nintendo Land that's happening in Universal Studios, Florida, what would you want in Nintendo Land?
What I want. Like real life Mario Kart, you know? I'm sure they're gonna have it. They have to, dude.
It's a must. It'll be crazy if they don't bring it up, you know?
Yeah, and then having like virtual, you know, mushrooms, you know, virtual bananas to throw at your competitors, you know, like it'll be awesome, dude. I don't know. Maybe not an actual thing, but maybe virtually you'll be able to press in the cart, you know, like whatever thing is on the screen. I'm sure it'll be touchscreen. You choose a banana, you can throw it, and it'll just shake the other person's cart, you know. It'd be pretty cool.
Well, I guess we could probably expect it, honestly, especially with the new Mario Kart that's coming out, the AR, the Mario Kart Live, you know, where they just have the camera on the cart, and then you just have the screen right there, or... I don't know how they would do it in real life, you know, like would they have like mystery boxes where if you go under it, you get one, but if the mystery box is like blank and you go under it, you don't get nothing. You know what I mean? Like as if it's been taken up.
Mm-hmm.
So like you would do that. And then like a screen on the bottom, like you have to play two players at all times. One person driving and then the second player is going to be throwing the items. Kind of like Mario Kart, for GameCube, I forget what it's called, Double Circuit or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I think that would be pretty interesting too. But that's one thing is a must have for you for Nintendo Land in Universal Studios Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. For me, I think I don't know. I would want like, okay, remember, have you been to Universal Studios over here in California like a long time ago when you were a kid?
Nope, never been there. I've been wanting to go though.
You never been there?
Never have. I was supposed to go this year, but freaking pandemic happened.
Oh my god. All right, well, Universal Studios used to have Nickelodeon Land.
They did? I think I remember with SpongeBob. I remember seeing it on the VHS tapes, like trailers, I think.
Yeah, dude. They used to have like Nickelodeon Land at the Universal Studios park. It was like a water park and then like an indoor like playground and stuff. Yeah. It was so cool. But I don't know why they took it away. Probably due to licensing or like a contract or something. But so I'm thinking maybe for Nintendo Land, I would like maybe, I don't know how to say it, like a parkour section where you're like running, you kind of like Wipeout.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Wipeout section, whereas if like you could hop onto a turtle shell, jump up, reach like a new platform and keep going through, and then jump on the like the flagpole and win, and then you get a prize, you know. But if you fall or like you get damage or something, not like in real life like take damage, but like if somehow you mess up, then you don't win anything, you just go for the experience, you know, then you get back in line and try again. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd have to sign a waiver, you know, in case you do get injured, you know, doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I was going to ask you, what kind of merchandise would you like? In the picture that Jeff Keighley posts, it's the Mario mushroom where it makes Mario big. And it's pretty much just a mushroom cup.
I like a turtle shell, you know, like maybe I already know there's like enough, like a lot of like turtle shell plushies, you know, at your store and stuff like that. But I don't know, maybe what would I like? Figurines, you know? I don't know. I mean, Nintendo has made so many like stuff for Nintendo, you know, merchandise and all. Like, they have so much. Like, I can't even think of what would I want, you know?
True, true.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking for merchandise. You know how, you know, Nintendo and Lego signed their deal together? It'll be pretty cool, especially with Mario Maker being a big hit. If you could make your own custom Mario Lego or anything Mario Lego you can make on the spot, kind of like in Disneyland where you can make your own droids or like that little lightsaber section after Star Tours, not the legit lightsaber, like kind of like the plastic ones.
Yeah.
Like that'd be pretty cool at my point of view.
Like build a bear, right? Like build a Mario.
Oh yeah, you could do that too. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's I thought that was pretty interesting that I saw that popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I forgot to put on the news is that zombies have came into Call of Duty for Call of Duty Warzone. So for the Halloween event, you could buy a Jigsaw skin, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Dr. Karlov, which I am not familiar with, but you could buy those skins for Warzone and enter Zombie Battle Royale. So if you die in the Battle Royale, I guess you get reincarnated into a zombie. I haven't really played it. It just came out today, but I thought that was really cool just because, like I said in the last episode, I think zombies is the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies will win my game of the year overall.
Wait, Warzone, Call of Duty Warzone. When did that game come out?
Call of Duty Warzone is just a game mode. It's their Battle Royale.
Free online, right? Is it? Isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know if you could just get it for free. Like, just download that section.
Sure. But that's cool. Anything that's based on zombies is like a great, a good way of getting, you know, people to play the game, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, what other news? Oh, right there. Supposedly PS5 accessories will launch earlier than consoles. And I don't know if it's rumored or if it's confirmed, but a lot of people have been getting confirmation emails saying that PS5 accessories will launch on October 30th. So as of recording, that's in 10 days. And we're talking about controllers, the controller chargers, the headset, the remote, the camera, and am I missing one? I think that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you have pre-order some accessories, I say definitely check your store or check your pre-order lineup, see if anything got updated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But other than other than that,
but what I get, like, this comes out like maybe like week and a half before the new consoles arrive, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure it's a good idea because, like, you know, I'm sure once you buy your console, once you like you get your console from pre-ordering, I'm sure they wouldn't want to like deal with the deal with people, you know, having to like get it in store, you know, when they can just get it like peacefully a week before, you know, a week prior. I think it's a good, if it's true, then I think it's a good idea, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea because I don't want it, like, for me, since I pre-ordered a bunch of accessories, I'm just thinking in my point of view, like, imagine me walking out with a PS5, an extra and controller, stuff, yeah. Yeah. Like, with just all that shit in my hands, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I feel like I'll get robbed.
For real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna check. Oh yeah, like I'm checking right now. My pre-order release date got updated to October 30th. So I'll definitely have the controller before I have the console. That's pretty cool.
Oh shit, that's cool. You're gonna be able to look at the controller and be like, damn, so this is what it feels like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. It's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, heck yeah. So now I'll be able to feel it before I get the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be on the charging stand by itself, not be able to be used. Or I could probably use it for... I wonder if I could use it on my PC.
I'm sure you could.
But yeah, so... Yeah, October 30th, if you have a PlayStation 5 accessory pre-ordered at a store, definitely be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, the biggest news we got this week was that PlayStation showed off their user interface for the PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think?
Dude, when I watched like the beginning when they're like introducing the UI, you know, when you turn on the console and it just and, like that effect comes out, that wave with sparkles and stuff like that, those particles, it hit me right in the feels because like the layout is quite similar in a way to the PS3 layout, PS3. And what I remember was like when I first got the PS3 like 10 years ago, I turned it on. And you can just see this same exact effect, like what the PS5 UI has. And it just reminded me so much of when I first got the PS3. So, you know, you can already imagine how excited I am for me to, like, play the PS5 on launch tonight, on the day it launches. So I'm pretty excited about that. I really like the theme. It's definitely like, it's like the Sony signature, you know, theme. It always has been.
Yeah, that PSP. Little wave.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it starting with the PSP?
Yeah, I think it did start with the PSP. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That was I love that sound when you boot up your PSP. Ta-da!
Yeah.
I was gonna say, yeah, for sure. I love the way this UI looks. It looks like a major upgrade from the PS4, definitely.
Yeah.
Much to say about it. There's a couple of new stuff that they showed off. One of my main features that really interests me is their game share feature. Pretty much Discord has the same thing where you can share your game and share your screen with your party chat. But this would be definitely easier for console players, PlayStation owners, because now the first thing that popped in my head for game share, sharing your screen, pretty much if I'm playing... say Mike is playing God of War, right? Because he hasn't played God of War before and he's stuck on a part and he's trying to explain to me where he is and I just don't know. Hey, Mike, game share that with me and I'll see. Like he just video streamed the thing to me and I can see what he's talking about. And I'd be like, oh, dude, you got to go here and then go there. And he'd be like, all right. Now I don't have to he doesn't have to send me a picture or nothing through text. He can just show me what he's doing right then and there in the party chat. And if you want, Like I said, the first thing that popped in my head when I saw this was zombie Easter eggs are going to be way easier for me and my group of friends on PlayStation, you know, where I could be like, hey, Dave, my little brother, I'll be like, hey, David, go do this and that. And he'll be like, bro, it's not here. And I'll be like, yes, it is, bro. I just seen it. He was like, show me. And I'll be like, all right, game share. And he'll show me his screen. I'll be like, oh, you're not in the right spot, bro. You got to go to the other side. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, just the convenience of sharing your screen overall, you know? Yeah. Or, like, you could think of another situation. Like, damn, this Rocket League match is so intense. Like, the score is 6-6. We're in overtime. First one to score wins. And then, like, say someone doesn't have Rocket League. What? I don't know why I say that, because it's free to play now. But say he doesn't have it, and they're like, oh, game share it with me. I want to watch. Like, you just watch it in there. Like, you don't have to watch, like, a Twitch stream or nothing. You just watch in the party chat, you know? Mm-hmm. And another thing is cool is that while that's going on, you could still enjoy your game, because you could put the game share screen either in the any side of the corners of your TV screen while you play your game. So that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Another thing they showed off that was kind of interesting, they showed off ways, different party ways. Now you don't have to leave the entire game while you're do a message or join a party or invite friends, because usually you have to go straight back to the PlayStation 4 menu and then go do your thing and then boot the game back up. You know what I mean? But now you could just pretty much just do everything while the game is running in the background still. You would never leave. Not, I wouldn't say never, but at least from what they showed, they never left the game while it wasn't running in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing they showed off was, what is it called? Game cards?
Yeah, like activities to do if you're stuck on something.
Oh, card activities.
Yeah.
I'll let you handle that.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, what's it called? Like trophies, something like that. It just tells you, like, it lets you know how, what else you're missing if you, like, you're stuck in the game. In the main story, you can do side missions, and it'll give you, like, maybe hint, not hints, but it'll, like, notify you, like, hey, you know, there's opportunities to, like, do other stuff in case you don't want to continue on with the story, you want to, like, do side missions and stuff like that. So that's how I see it, the activity cards. I don't know how you see it, Carlos.
No, you pretty much were kind of spot on. Pretty much the activity cards, like he said, like, it gives you a little notification, like, hey, you have a chance to complete a trophy if you do this and that. And then mm-hmm. so collect all like, for example, they did the Sackboy demonstration. Pretty much it was like it didn't tell you, but you could go to the activity card and be like, how close am I to finishing this trophy? Oh, I need three more. Where are they? And you could go into another section where it'll show you where to go get that next item. So say, like, if there's a trophy, like, collect all the t-shirts in this level, it'll have like five videos to show you where the t-shirts are. You know what I mean? And it's your choice if you want to see that, or if you need that little hint, or if you don't want it spoiled or anything. You know? So that was pretty interesting. I think that's really cool. So I feel like that's a lot of opportunity for people to platinum games now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wonder how they will utilize this, because I feel like maybe this is like a Sony thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, will this be implemented for third party games like Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I wonder if anybody could be able to do this, you know what I mean? Not just developers. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like, say I'm a 100%ist, or like, say, like, say, like, I have my own YouTube channel, I 100% everything, I get a couple of games early because I need to write, like, a guide on how to 100% it, you know what I mean? Like, could I upload my own community video to PlayStation, and people could give me thumbs up to say, like, oh, this is, like, the best way to get help for this game? Like, will I be on the number one spot for the video to be played on? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like my own guide channel for the software, I guess.
Yeah.
I wonder how that's going to work. Or if it's strictly only for developers. They weren't really clear on that, you know?
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Like, if community people could do that for third-party games, at least, since it seems like it already has it implemented for Sackboy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. Other than that, they showed off a little bit of their main menu screen too. So that looks completely different. So I guess they have like only two tabs so far from what they showed off, was just a games tab and a media tab. And I really hope that you're going to be able to customize your tabs, because with the PS4, one of the biggest issues that I've had is that I have, when I want to watch Netflix or VRV, Funimation, Crunchyroll, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or anything, right?
Yeah.
I would have to go find the TV show app, go inside that app, and then there's already a section that's pre-made for you. It's literally in the same order as always. Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and then a bunch of random other apps that I don't even use, and you can't change it. Like,
oh, God.
Like maybe it'd be different if the first one was my most recent, but it doesn't. Like, I wish I could bring VRV straight to my main media tabs up on top instead of just having all my video games there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, literally, you could... Like, literally, I haven't played Final Fantasy VII in months, and it's still on my tab list where, like, on the main menu screen, and it's so annoying. So hopefully with this new UI, at least in the media section... hopefully I could bring organized which ones I want up in the front center, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so, because with the Xbox I can organize them, I can pin them. The ones that I use the most, I pin them, I can add them to the folder, and as soon as I press the home button on the controller of the Xbox, it's right there, literally right there, and I can just go on it quickly, you know. I can pin a game, an app, or stuff like that. And I don't think PlayStation does that. PlayStation 4, not that I remember, that where you press the home button, it takes you to the pins where you have like the apps or games that you're playing at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, Xbox has that already.
Yeah,
which comes in convenient, you know? Comes in clutch.
That was one of my favorite parts about Xboxes. At least this Xbox generation, they've updated their UI software.
Yeah.
I think like 4 times this entire generation.
Yeah.
And there's been nothing but good updates, but that's one thing I hope for, that I could customize my user interface to the way I like it, at least in my app selection, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I have to go through another TV show app, god damn it, dude, I swear to god, I'm gonna lose my shit. One other note that they showed off was that it looks like it's way easier to send messages now. I felt like every time when you would message someone through like a chat and not talking through their party during a console, it takes forever, like using the analog stick or the touchpad, let alone to type in every single letter in writing this message. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now they integrated speech text. So now you could just talk into the microphone and it'll write the message for you. So that'll be way faster to write messages to people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the user interface looks beautiful. I wonder, because they have a background of Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart as like the main theme. I wonder if you'll be able to carry over PS4 themes to the PS5. Hopefully. I wouldn't be that tripping about it, but like, I have so many PS4 themes, I want to see how they would look on PS5, you know what I mean?
I hope they do, because, like, you know, people have bought themes, you know? And for them not to be able to use it on a higher-end console, that sucks, you know?
Yeah, dude, it'll suck, definitely. Like, I would like to see my Spider-Man theme on PS5.
I'm sure.
Like, there has to be a workaround, right?
Yeah, if you can play PlayStation 4 games on there, I mean, why can't you use the themes, you know? Why wouldn't you? Yeah,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much it for news and everything. I mean, we could keep talking about PlayStation. I wanted to say, do you think with the easy way to transfer your settings to the PS5 that you will be able to transfer PT to PS5?
No, I just read that too, just today, I think. There was an article saying that you can't play PT on the PS5. Well, that's what Sony says, or I don't know who said it, but I read it on an article where they mentioned that you can't play PT on the PS5.
Okay, yeah, I have this article from IGN, from Joe Scribbles. Let me see. PT will not be available to re-download on PS5, but but Konami isn't ruling out that it will be playable on the next-gen console through other means. Speaking to GamesRadar, Konami confirmed that those who own PT on PS4 will not be able to directly re-download the game on PS5 as it no longer exists on the PlayStation Store. PT, influential horror game designed, However, re-downloading PS4 games on PS5 is only one method of transferring current-gen games to next-gen, with local Wi-Fi transfer and external storage both confirmed as means to move compatible games across generation. That leaves open the possibility that PT could still be playable and preserved of a new generation of consoles, and it's a possibility Konami ruled that out.
Yeah, that sucks.
So it's a maybe still.
Hmm.
Like you can't re-download it, but since you have it in your storage drive, maybe if the PS5 can read it, you'll be able to play it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But other than that, we have already known that for the longest, that you can't re-download PT already.
Yeah. It makes me feel grateful for still having the PS4 with PT. Mm-hmm. Really, because I had my friend over last like 2 months ago, and then she asked me like, oh, do you have PT on there? And I'm like, yes I do. And so she played it, and holy fuck, I recorded her reaction. It's so funny, dude. It's just so funny, and she's never played it before, but you know, she's heard about it, like she's heard like, wow, it's fucking scary. So she's like, yeah, let me play it. And then yeah, it was just so funny. But I'm really grateful, because like that game's really fun, dude, especially if you have like family, relatives, you know, friends over, and you play it with them. It's 100% guaranteed they're gonna shit their pants, dude. It's such a great game. I can see why a lot of people really, really wished Konami continued on with the Silent Hill game, you know?
I know you did not just tell me you had a girl over. And you didn't, and you don't invite me over.
Damn.
I'll play PT. No.
Come over right now after.
All right. No. what was I gonna say? Yeah. Other than that, how many more days till PS5?
Let me guess.
I got
it comes out on the 12th, right? Or the 7th of November?
The 12th of November, but midnight release November 11th.
22 days. I think there's a 31st this month. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 22 days or 23.
You go, girl.
22 or 23?
Both. 23 exact date, 22 for 11/11, the midnight release. Yeah.
So yeah, I should be a math teacher.
Dang, dude, just 2 more weeks, bro.
For real. Well, actually 3 weeks, I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah, you're right. 7 times 3 is 21. Yeah, 3 weeks. But still, that's so close.
It really is, dude. It went by so quick. It really did.
Yeah, dude. I feel like it only went by quick because we got the price so late.
Probably, huh? Yeah.
The price was so late and the pre-orders were so late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm still... Because, yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry, go.
No, I was going to say, maybe the reason why it went so quick was because maybe we're just like, we're not really thinking too much of the PS5, you know? Well, personally, like, I of course I'm waiting for the PS5, but I don't really have it on my mind like 24/7, you know?
I do.
You know, yeah. But that's probably why it went by so quick for me. Because I'm not really thinking about it. For sure, the week before it comes out, I'll be thinking about it every day. But right now, you know, just, you know, I got stuff on my mind, you know, that I have to do. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it went by really quick now that I think about it.
Yeah, dude, I am more than excited. 23 more days for a new console, and there's nothing but hype behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. Freaking got mm-hmm. Spider-Man, Demon's Souls, Sackboy, Astrobot ready to play for day one. Mm-hmm. After this, I'm probably going to go play Spider-Man and finish up that Platinum and the DLC, because supposedly it leads into Miles Morales, the DLC also, but I'm not really sure. I didn't play it, but yeah, dude, I'm super excited.
Same.
Like, we were already talking much about it. We always wondered what the UI looked like, and we got the UI this week. That mm-hmm. looks beautiful. That morning was pretty crazy. I didn't get any sleep that morning, and I just saw like PlayStation uploaded a new video, state of play user interface, and I was like, well, looks like I'm not getting any more sleep trying to watch this shit.
For real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the UI hasn't, you know, I love it. It hasn't disappointed me at all. I love it.
Yeah, same. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other than that, I guess we could go into some community questions.
Can we see?
Let's see who wrote in. We only got one. Oh no, we got two questions in. One from the homie Craze. He says, "What's your opinion on VR since you started messing around with it?" I restarted playing. Oh, that's one thing I started doing. I started playing my VR headset a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got my VR, I looked up VR games, and honestly, there was like 10 games I really wanted to play. And once I got my VR headset, I looked up those games. I have the Valve Index, the Steam one, for PC.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up the VR games I wanted to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all Oculus exclusive.
Fuck.
So I can't, there's no way I could play it on my VR headset.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
So I, when I got my, when I saw that, I was like, is there like a workaround, like maybe a mod where I could like find a way to play these Oculus games on my non-Oculus headset? And there's mm-hmm. this thing called Revive, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much what it does, I guess, it cheats your headset to think that Oculus is being used on an Oculus headset or something. So I was able to find a way to play Oculus games on my headset. So I've been playing Vader Immortal. I think I have like 2 hours into that.
Mm.
So that was pretty cool. I can finally play these Oculus games I've been dying to play. Vader Immortal, Robo Recall, Stormland VR. Yeah, so I'm so excited. Another thing is that I got more into it because my friend was playing, because he just got an Oculus Quest from Amazon Prime. Oculus Quest 2, to be exact, and that just released. And Mike, if you're interested in getting VR, I think the Oculus is like the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
The Quest, it's cheap, it's wireless, you don't have to plug it into anything, and it's just like a great beginner experience if you don't want to put down like all the money for like high-end controls, the headset, cameras, and everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure, I think the Oculus Quest is, if anybody is interested, I think the Quest is the way to go. I think for 32 gigs, it's $300. And for 128 or 64 is like $400.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
It's a whole ass PS5 right there.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, yeah, I love my VR. It's still sick. I can't wait to play more of it. But what do you think about VR?
What do I think? I love it. I've only played one VR game, and that was Resident Evil 7, and holy fuck, was it fun. I did get like pretty drowsy, or like how do I say, like game motion sickness,
yeah,
from it. I don't know. I think I told you when I was playing, I was like, damn, I need a break, you know? It was like giving me a headache, but maybe because that was my first time. Eventually, you know, if I were to play like every single day, I'd probably get used to it. But I gotta say that it has a lot of potential for I'm sure it's already exceeded, you know, my expectations of doubters, you know, back then, because like that was a PlayStation VR, which is kind of blurry. What I remember was it was kind of blurry, you know. And I'm sure like the new VR headset that you got is like fucking crystal clear as fuck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, I love it, dude. I don't have a VR headset. I'd love to get one for the PS5 to play. If PS4, well, I mean, I don't have the PS4 Pro to actually play it, you know, on there. But I'd like to pass Resident Evil 7 with the VR. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, dude, I'm kind of bummed that PC doesn't have Resident Evil 7 VR.
Yeah, exclusive, dude. Gotta hate them.
But yeah, that's the first question. Last question we got is from Vince. And he said, have y'all ever tried Tapatio cup noodles?
Cup noodles? I remember I have before, but not the actual packaging.
Oh, wait. That's not Tapatio cup noodles. That's Tapatio hummus.
Hummus? What is that?
It's like dipping sauce. Not dipping sauce, but it's like dip. Chips and dip.
Oh, shit. Really? Oh, fuck. I like Tapatio, but I didn't know they had like dipping sauce like that.
I never had hummus, so no, we have not had it.
No, I'm more of a Valentina fan.
But Yeah, that's pretty much all the questions. If you want to send us questions, you could join our Discord channel, which is in the description. Or you could ask me on Instagram at Carlos Perez Skates in the comments. When I post a new episode, I usually post a little picture saying, ask us questions in the comments and we'll read it on the next episode. But other than that, Mike, any last words, buddy?
I got to, as usual, man, I hope you got the people that are listening. Thank you guys for listening, for tuning in. Stay safe, you know, social distance, and yeah, just stay safe, you know. It's a crazy world out there, you know. Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Definitely. Yeah, this has been the Local Podcast, episode 43. You can find us on YouTube, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. Actually, I don't even know what's up with the Google Play. I always see a bunch of stuff that saying that the Google Play Store is canceling their music, their podcast stuff, their videos, Google Video. So I don't even know if we're on the Google Play Store, but if we are, I mean, someone let me know. We're also on YouTube, I believe. I don't know if I said that. Definitely join our Discord. All those links are down below. And for anything last, there wasn't a lot of news this week. Hopefully it picks back up, but I wouldn't say expect much. I know that Game Informer has like full coverage on the new Miles Morales game, and they've been releasing a lot of Spider-Man stuff, but I have not paid any attention just because I don't want to know anything about it. Same thing goes for Cyberpunk. But yeah, hopefully there's some more interesting news next week, because this week was pretty slacking. Yeah, it was slow, but I don't know. Do you think there will be more major news for console-wise? Like, new next-gen consoles?
Maybe a week prior to release. Maybe. But right now, I'm not sure. You know, you just never know. Stuff pops up, you know. But I'm pretty sure there should be some big news before a week before, you know, consoles launch, you know? I'm sure there will.
Hopefully.
Some surprises, you know?
I personally think that they won't, just because I feel like we're in the end game. We're 23 days away.
Yeah.
23 days minus 20 to 21 days for the Xbox. Since that comes out 2 days earlier. We should do a vlog episode of like the day people are getting their Xboxes and then the day we get our PS5.
Yeah, I'm down.
It's gonna be pretty exciting.
I'm definitely taking my camcorder in when we go.
Hell yeah.
Film. You know, that's once in a lifetime opportunity, you know, to do it.
All right. Well, we'll end the episode right there. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week, hopefully.
Thank you, guys.
Peace.